ocean, border, suburban, dispersal, determinacy, mulatto, mestizo, Métis, Cabra, Eurasian, Creole, colored, colored, split. Those who have no history are doomed.
An excerpt from The Reinventing Wheel, spoken by author, Vancouver poet, Wade Compton. Celebrate Black History Month with CITR 101.9 FM, as we host content exploring Black history in Vancouver and beyond. Tune in this February and check out CITR.ca for regular updates on the scheduling of our Black History Month programming.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 out of Vancouver, BC.
You're listening to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Austin.
And I'm your host, Daniel.
And I'm your guest, Galen.
Our always guest, Galen.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. It's a special occasion when we don't have a guest that isn't Galen Schmalen.
Yeah. So I guess I'm not a special guest.
Yeah, you're just the guest.
You're a guest. Yeah.
You're not special.
Yeah. Anyway, we've been having some particularly warm weather in Vancouver lately. All the cherry blossoms are blooming. And it's only February.
So yeah, it's weirded me out.
It's a little bit disconcerting. But it kind of brought about our weekly theme, which is island theme.
Island.
Spring break.
Oh, wait.
Spring Breakers?
Spring Breakers.
I actually watched that movie the other night. It's really good.
I heard it was really bad.
No, it's really good. It's awesome.
I know James Franco has some, like, Riff Raff actually has some real beef with James Franco now because of that movie.
Well, good, because James Franco is probably my least favorite actor of all time.
He's kind of funny. I don't know.
That's his problem, is that he's not funny at all.
I don't see the hype about James Franco, to be honest.
I just like the fact that he exists, you know? Like, I don't know really anything he's done that's been that great. I just like
that's
that he exists.
Because there's been nothing that he's done that's been remotely decent.
I don't know. I like his brother Dave. Dave is pretty cool.
Well, yeah, Dave's actually a much better actor than
I've never seen Dave Franco.
Oh, 21 Jumpers.
Oh, is he like the shorter?
He's the like drug dealer in 21 Jump Street.
Drug Street.
Yeah. And he's the frat guy in Neighbors.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, that was a very big tangent.
Yeah.
Islands
to Neighbors to James Franco. To...
Anyway, we want to start out the show by we're gonna list our so the reason I thought of island theme is because I was thinking like, man, if I were stuck, everyone does this like thought experiment. Not really a thought experiment, it's just like a fun thing to think about. Like, what are the three things, if you're stranded on an island, that you would have to have? And I was thinking, like, man, that would be fun to do a radio show where we did the songs that we would most like to have. But then I was thinking, I can't really put all the songs that I would most like to have on the radio, because then we wouldn't meet some of our regulations of songs we have to play on the radio, etc. So I thought it'd be fun to at least list the songs that you would most like to have, and then we can play some of them, and some songs you would just, like, that give you island vibes, or kind of islandy music.
So. Oh, yeah.
All right, Galen, go. What are your three songs?
My three songs that I have for today are Hostiles,
Not for today.
Yeah, just like
three songs that you would
love. Unless you picked all of them.
I mean, there's like two other songs that would be in my like I would maybe swap out, but like overall the songs that I've picked are all songs that I would love just to listen to for a long time. Like, there's not one song that I'm angry with. Like, most of my songs are new, and like they're all stuff that I really really enjoy. So I would be happy. Yeah. So to start it off, I have Hostiles by Métis, who's this guy from Colorado, I think. And, I mean, there's not really much about him. He's kind of just producing a lot of music out of Colorado, very indie, kind of rockish. And then I have Summer Heart from Sweden. I Want to Go is a really great song.
Sweet song.
And Fantasy by Gal Matias and Alina Barrez. And Gal Matias, one of my favorite artists. And this song's really funky and has some island vibes. So, I mean, all those songs are great island songs, and they probably would be on my list for songs I'd want to listen to if I'm stuck.
Nice.
You, Austin?
Well, I'd of course want to always have my favorite song of all time, Phonetics by Reptar. I'd always want to have that. I don't ever like listening to, I only like listening to it on special occasions because I don't want to like ruin it for myself, but it's like, it's just a really nice song, and it like makes so much sense. And then I do probably Needle by Born Ruffians, which is my second favorite song. We already played it, so I'm not going to play it for you again. But it makes a lot of sense as well. I don't know. And then I'd probably have Price Tag by Jessie J as my third. It's just an awesome song. She's
the
having
wild
so much
card.
Yeah. No, it is my third favorite song. And,
wow.
She's having a good time, and she gets it, man. That's the thing. This song, like, it speaks the truth. Like, you know, just don't worry about the money. It's not, ain't about the money.
I find that song ironic because I'm pretty sure it's in a car commercial.
Well, yeah, but, like...
Jessie J is such a sellout.
But you just gotta listen to the lyrics, man. What about you?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna let you finish that.
I decided to go kind of the same route, just put some of my favorite songs on there. I put Sun King by the Beatles. I'm gonna play that today, but not right now. You gotta save it. That's just a really nice song. And then like it's kind of up in the air. Like I could choose any of my favorite songs. You know, I'd probably play Sleep Apnea
Beach Fossils,
which is appropriate because they're beach fossils and islands have
beaches.
I don't know. I'd probably like pick a Led Zeppelin song because they're really fun to listen to all the time. Yeah. So yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, so moving on. The first song that's up on this awesome beach island
drum roll
theme.
That was unnecessary.
I dropped my pen. I Want to Go by Summer Heart.
All right. We're going to play that for you right
here
now.
Here we go. Thank you.
spirit was broken. The hills were smoking as the men withdrew. We stood on the cliffs and watched the ships slowly sinking to their rendezvous. They signed a treaty and our homes were taken. Loved ones forsaken, they didn't give a damn. Try to raise a family, end up the enemy over what went down on the plains of Abraham. Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home. Started, they never parted, they're just built that way. We had kin living south of the border, they're a little older and they've been around. They wrote in a letter, life is a whole lot better, so pull up your stakes, children, and come on. Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold front, moving in. What a way to ride, oh, what a way to go. My clothes were wet and I was drenched to the bone. Been out ice fishing, too much repetition. Make a man want to leave the only home he's known. Sailed out of the Gulf, heading for St. Pierre. Nothing to declare. Broke down along the coast, but what hurt the most? When the people there said, you better keep moving on. Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold run, moving in. Everlasting summer filled with ill content. This government had us walking in chains. This isn't my turf, this ain't my season. Can't think of one good reason to remain. Oh, we're working the sugar fields up from New Orleans. It was evergreen up until the flood. You could call it an omen, point you where you're going. Set my compass north, I got winter in my blood.
Driftwood, Gypsy Tailwind. They call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold run, golden hair. What a way to ride, oh, what a way to go. Said to Acadia, share the mighty fate. Down in Acadia, fed the llama soleil. Share the Acadia, tee-lum, tee-lum, tee-lum. Share the Acadia, tee-lum, tee-lum, tee-lum. Share the Acadia, tee-lum, tee-lum,
Welcome back to CITR 101.9.
Wise Men Radio. that was Acadian Driftwood by the band. It's off their album Northern Lights, Southern Cross, released in 1975. That, I think, is the most Canadian song of all time.
Yeah, I wouldn't... It almost sounds like he's saying Canadian Driftwood, but it's Acadian.
Yeah, it almost does. But the song is talking about when the Acadians got kicked out of Nova Scotia during the French and Indian War. So it's like kind of patriotic, and it's by one of the greatest Canadian band. I think the greatest Canadian band of all time. They were Bob Dylan's backup band. Fun fact. And then they kind of started making their own music. They kind of made what we know now as Southern Rock, but they were from the North.
Yeah, Great White North, actually.
Great White North, yes.
To be exact.
So
that was cool band. The band.
Yeah.
Yeah, off the album, The Band?
Off the album, Northern Light, Southern Cross.
Oh, I wish it was The Band. Yeah. So it could be The Band.
I'm pretty positive they do have an album. Ooh. Called the band.
Is there a song called The Band?
Well, I know they have the band Greatest Hits.
Yeah.
That fun fact, that was my very first album that I ever owned. My dad gave it to me for Christmas or my birthday or something when I was like young.
Yeah.
And I listened to that a lot.
Nice.
So yeah, The Band is close to my heart.
Nice.
But yeah, I was wondering, we have all been to islands recently.
Yeah.
Both of you guys went to islands for this past reading break, which just happened.
Yeah.
Mm.
What did you think?
I mean, it was very beachy where I went. I went to Tofino, and there are a lot of beaches, a lot of crazy rocks. I don't know.
And you cool went trees. To Montreal?
Montreal.
Yeah. Montreal.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really cold, but it was fun, yeah.
Did you know it was an island?
I didn't know it was an island at the time. Yeah.
How cold was it?
It was really cold.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
My toes were cold.
Was it like Great White North cold?
It was Great White North cold, man. We'd go outside and there was no one out there because it was too cold.
That's pretty cold.
Well, that's why you gotta go stay in the underground city, because Montreal has one of the biggest underground networks.
You should have told me that.
Oh, you should have done it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is it like that dwarf city in the new Hobbit movie?
I haven't seen the new Hobbit.
Oh, shame man. On you.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to binge watch it all.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Moving on.
I went to Bowen Island recently, and that's a lot of fun, and it's really easy to get to. You can public transit it all the way from pretty much anywhere in the Vancouver area. And only takes an hour or two to get there.
Yeah.
And it is a lot of fun. Really good hiking. We hitchhiked there on the island because island people are really nice.
Yeah, it's all about island culture.
Yeah.
There's a good culture behind islands.
Yes.
Because everyone's just loves
each other. Friendly. Yeah. Because they're stoked about living on an island.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of away from the mundane.
Okay.
If you know what I mean. Yeah. Anyway, we got a song coming up for you.
Yeah, it's by Mac DeMarco. I can picture him just like chilling on an island. I picked this song.
He's from Vancouver.
Yeah, right? No, okay. he's actually originally from Duncan, British Columbia.
Oh
Duncan,
God, that's okay. on Vancouver Island.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he is an island man.
It is one of the worst like cities I've
Don't
ever driven.
Don't say that.
Oh, that's
mean. Where the largest hockey stick is actually. Fun fact.
Oh wow. but he was raised in Edmonton, Alberta, and then he came back.
Edmonton's not in Alberta. I don't think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wow.
Canadian artist.
Yeah.
really knows the stuff about Canada.
Yeah. Sorry, that was embarrassing.
But
keep talking.
But yeah, he moved back to Vancouver after he graduated high school, I believe. So I know like a couple of my friends have actually seen him on the bus, and he's a funny looking dude. If you've ever like Googled him, he's got like this huge gap tooth. You can just like fit a cigarette in the middle of it. It's kind of funny. He's just a goober.
He's not listening.
What?
He's not listening.
Yeah, well, either or. And, like, I'm sure he hears it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a goober. But
so let's go hear this goober song.
All right, then. This is Mac DeMarco, Let Her Go, off of his album Solid Days.
Love her if you really love her. CMS Sexual Assault Support Center is happy to present its new collaboration with My Sister's Closet, a social enterprise of battered women support services. The SASC's Got Consent clothing items will be sold at My Sister's Closet, located at 1092 Seymour Street in Vancouver. The Got Consent initiative is a preventative campaign that creatively touches upon the necessity for consent to be present during all sexual encounters. The Got Consent branding is visible on a variety of clothing items, including t-shirts, underwear, and tank tops. It's also available at the SASC and the UBC Wellness Center in the sub, in addition to at My Sister's Closet. For more information on the Sexual Assault Support Center at UBC and the Got Consent campaign, go to ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Welcome back to Wise Men Radio.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Island theme.
101.9.
Aloha.
CITR.
What song was that, Galen?
That was Hostiles by Matisia.
Yeah.
Nice.
From Colorado.
I liked it.
Is it a good song?
It's in my favorites right now.
Okay.
I cycle through songs often, but it's right now up there with my favorites.
Nice.
Yeah. So what do we have coming up next?
Up next, we have Sun King by the Beatles, which is my favorite song ever. I listen to it sometimes, and it just makes me really happy. And even when I'm down, it makes me really happy. And even when I'm up, it still makes me even happier. It's just a really nice, mellow song that I would love to listen to on an island. So here it is, Sun King by the Beatles off Abbey Road.
Solo, na na na, you know that it's true. So you leave no phone.
Hi.
Welcome back to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9.
Yeah.
What was that last song?
That last song was Nil by Islands. They're from Montreal, which is kind of funny because Meg showed them to me in Montreal.
It's also kind of funny because they're called Islands.
Yeah, so it's like, it's a very appropriate.
Our theme this week is Islands.
Yeah, it's very appropriate so, right now. And Montreal is an island.
And that was a pretty beachy song.
It was pretty beachy.
Man, this is getting pretty meta
it's
here.
So meta right now. Man. Let's just get this stance going on right here. Stance.
I'm sitting.
Yeah.
I'm sitting. Standing's too confusing. Standing confuses me.
Anyway, that was a really cool song. Before that was Sun King by the Beatles. Fun fact about that song is they were going to call it Here Comes the Sun King because the lyric goes, Here Comes the Sun King. But there is another song by the Beatles called Here Comes the Sun, and that would have been kind of silly to have to just add the word king onto the end of one of their previous song titles.
That would have been very confusing.
Exactly. And all the language at the end, the Spanish and stuff, it's gibberish. It's not real. It doesn't mean anything. Because they didn't actually know any other languages. So they just like threw all the words they knew of like Italian and Spanish together and thought it sounded cool.
Nice.
Fun facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Marry Me Archie by Always.
That's coming up next.
Coming up after this.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of our favorite bands. Yeah, I can't speak for Galen.
No, not one of my favorite bands. It's one of their favorite bands.
Yeah. We saw them live.
We did. They were so fun. Their lead singer / guitarist, Molly Rankin, seems really cool.
Oh yeah, she's so cool. She's got such an interesting voice. Like it's really high pitched, but like it'd be like it's kinda cool.
Yeah.
She doesn't sound high-pitched when she's singing, but, like, then she talks and it's like, ah!
Her voice is kind of lower when she sings. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're an interesting band. They're from Toronto. Mm-hmm. They're kind of just making a wave. It's a beach term.
All right. Ah. Sure.
Oh, okay, we'll get to you.
Yeah, they've only had released one album, self-titled. You should check it out. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Here's Marry Me Archie by Always.
Oh, say you wanna get away. We don't need a plane, I could be your escape. Take you to a place where there's no time, no space. I could be your private island on a different planet. Anything could happen. Listen to the waves, let them wash away your pain. To the way they say you wanna get so high, breathe me in like air tonight. Listen to the way. So high, breathe me in like air tonight. Let yourself unwind, get lost in the garden of my mind. I could be a private island underneath the palm trees. You can leave your worries, listen to the waves, let them wash away your pain. Listen to the waves. They say you wanna get so high, breathe me in like air tonight. Listen to the waves.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Hi.
Welcome back to Wiseman Radio on CITR 101.9. Wiseman Radio.
Wiseman Radio.
This week's theme is island themed.
Yeah, it's we're on an island.
Yes.
I really wanted to put on this playlist.
Lonely Island would have been.
Oh,
good.
That yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Because you're alone. Lonely.
Lonely.
Oh man. Yeah, man. This show is might as well be meta themed.
Because we might have to. Well, it's not because we didn't play Lonely Island.
Yeah. But we're talking about island.
I kind of want to just scrap this theme at this point because we didn't. That was such a good opportunity. Damn.
Yeah. Oh well. Maybe better luck next island.
Yeah.
That's what we say on the island.
What was that song, Galen?
Last song was "Fantasy" by Galimatias.
Yeah, that was a really cool
Elena
song.
Barra's. Yeah. Very islandy.
Yeah.
Palm trees, waves.
Palm trees.
Yes,
trees.
Yes.
Palm trees. I really wanted to put on this playlist Islands by Migos, but for reasons I couldn't. It's a fun song. You should listen to it on your own, though. It's really hype.
Are we gonna hear it?
No, we can't. It's too much. It's not really worth it too, because you can only really last about like a minute into the song.
but it's
a really fun song, because it's just so hood, and you just wanna like. Just cut. Get down and
start cooking.
Oh yeah, you know. I don't know. It's lots of fun.
Yeah,
yeah. You should listen to it. I don't know.
We were talking earlier today about the three things we would like to have on an island.
Oh yeah.
If we were stranded, it's a pretty classic.
Yeah, that's thought. That's where this came from.
Yeah,
really.
And what would you say, Galen? What are your three things?
A Leatherman would definitely be one.
You're going the practical route.
Yeah,
because that, well, you can cut and saw and do whatever you need to do. I'd probably want, it's so hard because, like, there's so many different things that need other things to work.
You can only have three. What did you say, Austin?
Well, I would definitely... I want a like companion on the island, you know, because yeah. You get lonely. So I definitely bring Kesha out. okay, Kesha, and then
fair.
And then probably I would bring a boat, but that's kind of cheating. But like the thing is, I would bring a boat for the reason not to leave the island.
But
I
would just sail around with Kesha.
Just to kind of like go around, you know, explore, and like you can do so many things on a boat. Like you can like tube on the back of the boat.
So what kind of boat is it? Is it a motorboat?
I don't know. I haven't really
speedboat.
I haven't really
or a sailboat.
I mean,
a dinghy.
Those kind of boats require gas. So you gotta make sure it's not a gas boat.
Probably be a sailboat.
Sailboat.
Yeah, yes. Sailboat.
It could be a paddle boat.
No. See, the thing is, you can make paddle boats using the trees on the island. So that's what I'd probably do.
And you can cut it down with your Leatherman.
Yeah.
Is that your third
item? I don't know. I stole this one from you, but I'd want a dog, probably. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's kind of a dog
would be.
That's
cool,
kind of
yeah.
I don't know.
That's okay, so I would bring a dog.
Yeah,
that would be my first thing.
Yeah.
For the record, I thought of that first.
Yeah.
I would probably bring. I was thinking about this. I'd bring a Rhodesian Ridgeback probably because like I like other dogs too, but all the other dogs that I like a lot are too furry, you know. But islands get really hot. And Rhodesian Ridgebacks originate from Africa, and they're, like, really fit dogs, so he can, like, carry things for me and stuff, like all the coconuts. I'm just assuming there's a lot of coconuts on this island. And then my second thing, I would have unlimited pizza, because dogs and humans can eat pizza. And if you get unlimited the right kind of pizza. You can get the right kind of pizza, it covers all food groups. So you'd be pretty set on that. Third item, I'd probably bring a toothbrush.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I think that's such a waste, because if coconut water is actually like good for your teeth, and if you like swash coconut water in your mouth, it's like almost better than brushing your teeth, I think.
Yeah, maybe. So in that case, I might bring floss.
Yeah.
What about a toilet?
You can make one.
Yeah, you're in it.
But
no one's there.
Dig a hole.
No one's there.
Yeah, it's so.
You have time. You make one out of leaves or something.
Yeah. Okay. My second thing would be seeds to like plant like corn and like
crops.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Crops.
Yeah,
to be sustainable.
Kind of like having a boat. Like that's cheating.
Not really. It's a thing though.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not like unlimited pizza.
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
unlimited pizza is cheating too.
Yeah.
Okay, I want a pizza seed.
A pizza tree seed.
pizza tree seed.
Pizza.
I'd also want a porcelain toilet, just because.
Oh, Caleb.
Just because it's a thing that will remind me of home. Like when you're on your toilet, you feel like you are at home.
I guess,
and you're like the most relaxed.
I guess.
I wanna say.
Yeah.
That's my rationing by that. Plus, it probably wouldn't break because
it's porcelain. We probably have two more songs for you.
Yeah, we do.
What's the first one we got?
I'm gonna play. The song called Hamilton Road by DuckTales. They're a pretty cool band. They are, it's So it's their it's some dude from Real Estate, the band, if you know them. I like a long time ago I discovered Real Estate and I thought they were really bad. But because they were like one of those iTunes free download things. And so I downloaded it. Like that was like when I was like in, I don't know, like seventh grade, and it was on my iPod and I always hated the song, so like yeah. But I guess it's the guy's like side project and they're actually good, so who would have thunk it?
Sweet.
Yeah, so this is Hamilton Road by DuckTales. Yeah, so we'll play that for you right now.
Upon your face, you may think you're alone, but you things fall apart. I don't know why we bother at all, but life is good, and it's always worth living at least for a while. If I could do just one imperfect thing, I'd be happy. They write it on my grave or when they scattered my ashes. On second thoughts, I'd rather hang around and be down with my best friend if she wants me. Should I do now? Then take a bite and go, you better run with it. Cause there is no point in standing in the past, cause it's over and done. I took a book and went into the forest. I climbed the hill, I wanted to look down on you, but all on second thoughts, I'd rather hang around and be there with my best friend if she wants me. If I could do just one imperfect thing, I'd be happy. Be raided on my grave or when they scattered my ashes. On second thoughts, I'd rather hang around and be there with my best friend if she wants me. She wants me, yeah. She wants me, yeah. She wants me, yeah.
Welcome back. That was If She Wants Me by Belle and Sebastian. We are about to sign off here on Wise Men Radio. Thanks for tuning into our island-themed show.
Oh, yes, indeed. It was a blast.
It was a blast.
It was... Tropical fruit. What it, you know, like Capri Suns and stuff.
Yeah, like
tropical blast.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Anyway, we gotta get going. We got Gak up next with Exploding Head Movies.
Yeah.
So
stay tuned. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Your head will explode. But yeah, we're gonna throw him on there right now. So tune in next week for Wise Men.
More Wise Men.
Yep.
Peace.
Yep. Later.
See ya.
Have a wonderful time.